A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 through 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Most human beings spend a lifetime searching for the answer to the ultimate question, why do I exist? Today's gospel moves us much closer to the answer. At his baptism, Jesus was firmly grounded when God spoke, "This is my beloved Son." Jesus knew in his heart that he belonged to God. He grew in his understanding that he was sent from God to do God's work. He says, "The Son cannot do anything by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise." Jesus knew his work was to give the life of God to others. "I have come," he said, "that you may have life to the full." His work, giving sight to the blind, making the lame walk, freeing the woman accused of sin, calming the storms of fear on the sea, feeding the thousands, transforming the world of the Samaritan woman, opening the mind of Nicodemus to truth. The works of God. Condemned for healing on the Sabbath, Jesus responds, "My Father is at work until now, and I am at work as well." There is no law, no teaching, no tradition, no doctrine, no dogma that supersedes God's life-giving work. No one, no thing created by God is unworthy of God's love. Jesus went about doing God's work, loving and giving life. And he instructed his disciples, "You shall do the works that I do, and far greater than these. Jesus instructed his disciples to follow in his path and to do likewise. Created from God's love and baptized into Christ, we, the daughters and sons of God, are also sent to do the works of God. Each and every day, our work is to bring God's life to others. We are to be the vessels of God's life-giving love and grace, compassion to heal the brokenhearted, the comforting touch that heals the sick, the helping hand that carries another's burden, the loving gaze that touches the eyes of the lonely, the gentle presence that calms the fear of the fearful, the smile that welcomes the stranger. We are to do the work of God. So maybe we can make it our daily practice to remember that as we go about our daily lives and attend to the responsibilities we have undertaken with family, our job, our ministry, community, church, whatever our daily life brings us, let us remember that the essence of our true call is to do the work of God. We have been sent from God to bring God's life and God's love into the world.